Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world, except for Russia, to Ron Segi today at the end of the month. And a big show we got for you. My first guest is from Sha-na-na. We're going to be talking to Bowser today. Later on, Mrs. C from, of course, Happy Days. Marion Ross will be joining us. She's 93 years old. Star of The Sopranos and Blue Bloods, our friend Steve Sharippa will be here. We'll chat about vacations and travel with travel expert Jennifer Weatherhead. Next hour, beautiful actress Stephanie Powers will be joining us. Judge Rhonda Willis will be here. She got a brand new show that's called Relative Justice, and it's in syndication now. Later on, Keith McGee, a Air Force veteran and NASCAR truck driver, with a fascinating story. And they'll clean things up with the show today with Cleaning for Spring and Kelly Edwards. And that's all with Ron Segi today. We'll be right back with Bowser.
March is Women's History Month, and Meta, the parent company of Facebook and Instagram, is celebrating with new ways to support women-owned small businesses. Here's Meta's Vice President of Global Business Group, Nicola Mendelson.
Meta's latest Global State of Small Business report reveals that 2 years into the pandemic, nearly a quarter of U.S. women-led small businesses remain inoperational. In order to help, Meta is expanding our hashtag SheMeansBusiness program, which has already supported more than 1.5 million women to help address the ongoing financial literacy gap. We're also encouraging everyone to spotlight their favorite female entrepreneurs to raise awareness of just how much value they bring to the table with Meta's global hashtag BuyFromHerChallenge on Instagram Reels.
Throughout Women's History Month, Meta will also be offering free training and resources for women-owned small businesses. You can learn more at facebook.com/SheMeansBusinessHub.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
I really love this product. I really do. I do a lot of kayaking and hiking and skydiving and stuff like that. I'm very active. But I did notice that, hey, time was catching up. And, you know, I wasn't at the stamina where I was used to. But ever since I've taken this stuff, I feel great. I've been hiking a lot and even longer than I was usually hiking before I started taking Balance of Nature. I feel like I can go on all day long. It's a great feeling. Just stuff like out of the Jetsons, you know what I mean? Here's a pill, boom, there you go. You got all the nutrients you need.
Start your journey to better health with Balance of Nature right now. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com for more information or to place your order. Shipping is always free. And don't forget to get 35% off your first order as a preferred customer by using discount code USA.
Yip, 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 yip. Cha-da-da-da,
live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Segi today. That's the music of our next guest. Joining us right now from Sha-na-na, a longtime friend that I haven't seen in about 1,000 years. Bowser's with us. Hey, Bowser, how you doing, my friend?
Oh, it's great to hear from you again.
It was many, many years ago at Universal Studios, and you were in our studio, and I think it was exactly 1,000 years ago. We had a great time, and we haven't chatted since, and I'm so glad that you're with us today and talking about this great My Music thing on PBS.
I remember 100%, and, you know, you get both Bowser and John Bauman if you like, Ron, because Bowser could be here at the drop of a hat, you know.
You know, that's the reason we wanted you on. We get two for the price of one. You can't beat that.
Yeah, it's a twofer.
It's a twofer.
Exactly.
There's no doubt about it. Well, congratulations on all the success that you've had over the years. And we want to run down some of that success. But first, let's talk about this show that's going to be premiering. It's on PBS, so you got to check your local listings for time and station.
Yes.
It's going to be on 1,000 times, I'm sure of it. It's the Torch.
Correct. It's going to be on forever.
Forever.
But that's the objective of the show. That's really the purpose of the show, because you know, the show is about passing the torch on from the originators of the wonderful music called doo-wop, you know, from the 50s and the early 60s,
right,
passing the torch to younger generations that are going to keep this music alive. So DJ's really smart to get these shows on PBS, because PBS will play them forever.
Forever. But you know, John, here's the really nice part about it is that you guys were able to find those individuals who would carry the torch, because that's a difficult task in itself.
Well, he instituted basically a worldwide talent search. He probably told you this.
Yes.
You know, people were coming. There were tapes sent in from South Africa and Asia, you know, of people worldwide who love this music. You know, this music is Americana that has spread all over the world. So, in a way, it's not that surprising. I mean, we've all experienced this, who have traveled the world doing this music, how popular it is worldwide. What was a little surprising was that it remains popular even with much younger generations. But, yeah, he was very successful. You know, it didn't come as that much of a surprise to me. I've had, on my live shows, there were a couple of people who were on Doo Wop Generations. Notably, there's a young person named Kid Kyle,
mm-hmm.
who started doing my live shows when he was 12.
Wow.
And he's now like 22, and he loves this music. There's a group called the Whiptones from Whippany, New Jersey, who started doing this music in high school just because they loved it. You know, they heard it, you know, from their parents, and, you know, playing it. You know, I'm not really that surprised at how relatively easy it was to find people all over the world who love the music of the 50s and 60s.
Well, you know, it's funny. I was telling TJ that I have two sons. One is 38 and one's 42, and they love it. I mean, it's phenomenal. They love, and they know all the words and everything else. And one of our close family friends is Joey Fatone from NSYNC. I mentioned this to TJ.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked him one day, I said, NSYNC, five-part harmony. Where'd you guys, you know, get the idea? He says, doo-wop. He said, you know, the style is different from the standpoint of how we organize it and arrange it and everything else. You know, we got all of this from doo-wop, listening to our parents listen to this music. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Voice to Men. I mean, what have, yeah. Obviously, you know, all of those, what became called, you know, boy groups, you know, of the later generations. I mean, sure, the musical style advances, but it's all inspired by doo-wop.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the nature of this show. You know, when you look at the songs that are on this show, Ron, you know, like my friend Jay Siegel sings The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
Right.
You know, Jay Siegel's Tokens.
Right.
And he still sings it in the original key. Okay, this is a song that was in the movie The Lion King. You know, every generation, every 3-year-old now has heard this song, and every 93-year-old has heard this song. You know, these are some of the most beloved songs in the history of the world.
Right.
So, you know, Jay's going to sing this song along with, you know, a young guy who shares part of the lead with him, who also sings it well. There's a couple of young guys from California who do an acoustic version of This Magic Moment, which is actually really gorgeous, like their interpretation of this. It's beautiful. And then Charlie Thomas's Drifters join them, you know, sort of halfway through, you know, who originated the song.
Sure.
So it's really a warm, you know, show, intergenerational show that really makes its point well. And as we discussed, you know, PBS will keep running this show, so it'll keep this music alive for a very long time.
Yeah, that's sensational. I remember the last time I saw Jay do The Lion Sleeps Tonight, after he did the high falsetto, he looked at me in the audience and he said, "You see, I can still do that." It is true.
Incredible.
Yes.
The fact that he still sings that song in its original key,
I mean,
this is sort of musician stuff, but, you know, most people, you know, even when they can still sing the stuff, have to drop the key a little bit. Not Jay.
No. Now, I want to talk to you about something that I know is very close to your heart, and mine too. And that's on behalf of these musicians that go out, yep, and identify themselves as the originals. You know, like Charlie Thomas, a good friend, great guy. Remember the late Carl Gardner had these problems where people go out and they say they're so-and-so. I had a guy call me one day and he said, you know, I'm part of the Crest. And I said, really? And, you know people like the late Dave Somerville, how hard they work to put their names out,
right,
in front. And I went and Googled his name. He was born in 1954.
Right.
You know, are you kidding me? How can we protect against that kind of stuff, John?
Well, I sort of took the bull by the horns with regard to this because the abuses were so disturbing. You know, a lot of the old-timers who were my friends, a lot of whom whose names you just mentioned, and also people like Bill Pinkney from, right, the original Drifters, Herb Reed from the Platters, you know, they were so damaged, you know, by having having all their jobs and their legacy taken away by imposter groups, particularly, you know, the last few decades, when they still wanted to perform and they couldn't even get jobs because the phony groups were undercutting them and taking all the work and undercutting their prices. So I did do a proactive thing where we, you know, I spearheaded a movement called Truth in Music, and we got a law passed in 34 states, all the states that really had this problem the worst, and got this law passed to make sure that when the public funds down good money to see a group, that they're seeing something that is connected to the real group.
Right.
That's out there.
Right.
So Truth in Music has worked pretty well. We still have abuses that we're fighting. In fact, right now we're in the middle of yet another revival of Drifter's abuse. But we have this good tool in place that can fight it. The Truth in Music law is basically a consumer law, first and foremost, so that, you know, consumers are not ripped off. If it's a tribute show, call it a tribute show. Tribute shows are fine, but it's got to be clear to the public that that's what they are, and then they'll pay less money to go see it.
Right.
And you know, and the real people have a chance at going out and working.
That's a great cause. If you need any help in the future, John, let me know. I'm behind you 100% on that. I really am. And I got to tell you too that I really enjoy the Golden Age of Rock and Roll, the 10-hour series for A&E. Done very well. Well, do me a favor now, John. Okay. Let's not wait another 1,000 years to have you back. You're a great guest and a good friend. I'd love to have you on the show more often. So would you do that?
Absolutely. Anytime you want. You're one of the greats. And yeah, it has been too long. I couldn't agree with you more. But you call, I'll be there.
Okay.
You
got to do me a favor. Do promo right now for the show like Bowser would.
Okay, so use everybody out there. Now, you're not going to get me on the show. You get this guy, John Bauman. He's a little square, but otherwise he's okay. So anyways, you got to see Doo-Wop Generations. It's passing the torch from the original generation onto the younger people who are going to keep the great doo-wop music alive. And the only other thing I got to say to you is, good night and Greece for peace.
I love it, John. Thanks so much. I look forward to having you back, my friend, okay?
Thanks, Ron. My pleasure.
Thank you so much. John the Bowser Bauman joins us. Boy, I tell you, he's a terrific guy and a great talent, too. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Live nationwide and around the world, Ron Sedgy today, and our next guest has not been with us in several years. She is a grand lady. So many of us remember her on Happy Days, but she is a very talented actress in all kinds of venues. And I was reminding her of the fact that she was one of my very first guests when I started the show. Joining us right now is everybody's mom, Marion Ross. Hi, Marion. How are you?
Ron, so good to talk to you. Of course, I like anybody named Ron, you know that.
Well, yeah. Yeah, you know, it's funny. I have a friend down the hall who has a production company, and his name is Howard. And we were looking at a venture together, and I said, let's just call it Ron Howard Productions. It's your name and my name. What are they going to know, right? When we first started the show, somebody said to me, you should have pictures of all the people that you've interviewed. Well, over the past 30 years that we've been doing the show, I've interviewed over 20,000 people.
Uh-huh.
So I would have to have a studio the size of a mall. You were one of the first people who sent me an autographed picture. It's hanging in our studio, and that goes back a few years. So I treasure that very much, Marion. I really do.
I feel very honored, very honored.
I look down your list of credentials, and I would love to be able to say everything that you have been in, but
it's too much.
Well, we would be here, you know, we would be saying, at the end of the interview, we'd be saying, Happy New Year, everybody.
But, you know, I understand that this goes overseas to the...
Yes, we are heard in a lot of places.
Well, you know, during Happy Days, we went over to West, to Germany, and to the East German border. And we played softball with the 3rd Infantry.
Wow.
There. And then at the end of the show, we all got on a plane and went to Okinawa.
Really?
Played softball with the Marines over there.
The whole cast?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
good. Because we had this ball team. And the other day, some wonderful big Marine came up to me and said, I want to shake your hand. He said, I played softball with you in Okinawa. I said, very likely. Very likely.
Wow, that is very cool.
Isn't that something?
See, those are nice memories to have. And you must have a ton of memories. I mean, when I, as I mentioned before, look down everything that you have done, it's amazing, including the Glenn Miller story, which was so well done. And I love the fact that your farm is named Happy Days, and your adjacent area is Sophie Park, and your role for Brooklyn Bridge.
And that's from Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah.
Show that not too many people saw. We only made 35 of those.
You know, it's funny because everybody, of course, equates you with your 11-year portrayal of Mrs. Cunningham on Happy Days, and that show is still on today, so it has never gone away. But Arsenic and Old Lace, The Love Boat, your great performance on Night Court where you were a crazy woman, it's just amazing, the things. In fact, Life with Father, ladies and gentlemen, was one of the very first shows ever to be aired in color as a series, and you were in that.
I know. We did it live at CBS. If you were a stage actor, we could could do all those live shows because we were used to performing as a stage actor.
You bring up a good point because a lot of people today in the business will not be able to ever perform on stage because they're so used to doing takes for sitcoms or dramas that are no longer than maybe 45 seconds to 2 minutes.
Yeah.
They can't go top to bottom. Well, let's talk about your latest, and I love this, 5-time Emmy and Golden Globe nominee. Marion Ross is going to be starring in Flower Girl on the Hallmark Channel. The Hallmark Channel, really, and I've said this so many times to so many people, have really sunk their teeth into great shows that are actually geared and I think could be in movie theaters.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it's the only TV series that has these anthology stories for us. Otherwise, we can't get a good role somewhere. We just really can't. They're little fluffy things that we do. But Hallmark, that's what we all want. They said, "You want to do Hallmark?" And I said, "Boy, do I ever!" And of course, this is love and romance and weddings and how do you find the right person, which everybody has the problem with this. But I thought when they first sent it to me, I said, "Flower Girl? Oh, I bet I'm an old hippie."
I knew you were going to say that. I knew, because you know what? When I first saw the name, I thought to myself, well, here we go, back to the 60s now.
Yeah, here's a flower child, you know?
Yeah, right.
And I said, oh, this is great. Can I wear kind of long gray hair, you know, like ladies that shouldn't cut their hair years ago?
And bell bottoms and all that.
And I said, kind of these gypsy clothes. And they said, Marion, it's about this beautiful girl trying to find the right person to get married to. And of course, we run a flower shop for putting on weddings. So the show is filled with these beautiful, beautiful weddings that we're putting together.
There's a term that I never heard before, okay? And that term is red flag men. And those are guys that give subtle hints, but they aren't really looking to settle down, because that's part of the show. I mean, are these red flag men?
Yeah.
What is that?
Well, especially this generation, the men don't, they're very immature.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to make a commitment. And now, of course, the girls don't want to. Our culture has changed. Amazing to keep up. And how can a young couple, what I like to read, the New York Times, they have a whole thing about weddings in the style section. And believe me, they're all 38-year-olds.
Yeah.
Because they've done this, they've done that, they've had this. Now they would like to settle down.
Yeah, there was a time that, especially I think more with women than with men, but if, you know, you were like 22 years old and you were a woman and you weren't married, something was wrong. Remember that?
Oh, somebody would get you married, or you would marry just anybody.
Yeah, the guy down the street, or a fixed wedding, or something
like
that.
Or like in our Hallmark show, the grandmother is kind of on her tail all the time. You got, you know.
From the old school, yeah.
Get this guy, I want you to get married. And she's such a beautiful girl, you think, what, she has trouble getting married? No, but she must have very high standards.
Yes. A lot of times, I probably knew girls like this, the prettiest girl in school would stay home on Saturday nights because everybody was afraid to ask her out.
I think
you probably was that girl.
I wasn't. No, but I was very aloof. I was going to be an actress.
You were a star.
What man wants to be constantly with this beautiful woman getting all this attention? It's very not fun for a guy. I don't.
Whoa. I have to disagree with you there, Marion. I think that would be a blast.
Yeah, well, you must be very secure.
In November, I will be married, and you talked to my wife before I went on the air, 49 years.
Well, that's extraordinary.
That's extraordinary. I have two sons.
You wanted that, didn't you? I think people are now beginning to want that.
I know where my next meal's coming from. if that's any consolation. It's worked out fine. There's no problems with it, you know. I guess I am an oddity these days, especially in the entertainment business.
Yeah,
that's kind of crazy. You got to come back and visit with us.
Nice talking to you and all your lovely friends out there.
Well, thank you very much. Will you come back?
Of course.
I will look forward to that, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marion.
Thank you, darling.
And there's more to come with Ron Saggi today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Biden, in a speech Saturday, called Russian President Vladimir Putin a dictator who cannot remain in power. Biden delivered the speech from Warsaw to close his trip to Europe. He pledged America's full support of NATO.
We have a sacred obligation under Article 5 to defend each and every inch of NATO territory with the full force of our collective power.
Biden also says that the U.S. will continue to provide weapons and equipment to Ukrainian forces while accepting up to 100,000 refugees. North Korea has not lost America's attention. The U.S. calls for tougher sanctions after Pyongyang test-fired its biggest intercontinental ballistic missile to date. At a U.N. Security Council meeting Friday, Ambassador Linda Thomas-Greenfield said the U.S. would propose a resolution to update and strengthen sanctions. This is USA Radio News.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe. But some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
the USA and around the world. It's Ron Segi today. Our next guest has been with us in the past. It's always good when he's here. Nothing like having a fellow bison on the show. And he is what they call in the dictionary of entertainment a working actor, from Sopranos to Blue Bloods. And now he's going to be in a very fine motion picture of Woody Allen's coming out called Wonder Wheel. Our friend Steve Sharippa. Hi, Steve. How you doing?
Hey, Ron. How you doing, buddy? How are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for joining us again. I must tell you, it's always a delight having you here, but since the last time we talked, I had another opportunity to try out Steve's, Sharippa's, Uncle Steve's organic spaghetti sauce, and I got to tell you something. It was phenomenal. In fact, we had it on Sunday, then we had it on Wednesday.
Beautiful. It's good stuff.
Oh, it's
good
terrific.
Stuff. We're all over the country, and then we mail all over the country. Our website's UncleStevesNY.com, and you can get it through Amazon, and we're in stores the West Coast, the East Coast, you know, and so it's going well, and it's a really good product. And I just had some this morning with chicken meatballs. That was my breakfast.
Oh, chicken. Meatballs, but well, yeah, that's of course. You know, you got to have cold pizza in the morning too. You know, I used to go to school, and the teacher would say, "What did everybody have for breakfast?" And everybody would say, "We had mother's oats and eggs and grits and all these other things." Right? They say, "What did you have?" I said, "I had Italian bread and pepperoni." And the teacher thought I was lying. I said, "But that's what I really eat: gluten free, no sugar added, and only 60 calories for this sauce. This is phenomenal."
Yeah, the sauce is really good. We got arrabbiata, tomato, basil, and Modernata, and like I said, it's selling well. It's all organic. There's no sugar added. Listen, if you didn't see the jar, you would never think it came out of a jar. It's that good.
No, you're right.
Honestly,
you're absolutely
right.
We're
doing well, and it's good, and people love it. You know, people love the sauce. I give it to everyone on the set of Blue Bloods. They all eat the sauce, all the cast members and a lot of the crew. You know, I bring them gifts. And nobody's got time to cook like our mothers did and grandmothers did. You know, my grandmother would be cooking all day, every day. Nobody's got time for that anymore. Everybody's busy. Both parents are working. Kids are playing soccer and softball and basketball. So it's a good, healthy alternative, you know.
Well, I got to tell you, when you start serving this to a bunch of Italian people at the dinner table, you couldn't find a group of critics that would be more critical than anything.
But, absolutely.
But they love it.
Sometimes we do tastings in stores, and you got all these little old Italian ladies in Brooklyn, and they say, "Oh, I would never taste the John sauce." And I would say, "Just taste it. You don't have to buy it. Just take a piece of bread and dip it in, taste it." And then you see they buy 2 and 3 jars. They can't believe it. It tastes just like mine, they say.
I love the fact that it's only 60 calories. My wife says, "Why don't you just eat it out of a jar so you don't have to have
the
pasta?"
That's what a lot of people do. You know, some people have sent us pictures. They make Bloody Marys out of it.
Mm.
They get the spicy one, and you put the a little vodka in there, and you have a Bloody Mary.
Well, you don't put a little vodka in there. You put a lot of vodka
in there. Yeah, you put a lot of vodka. Little sauce, a lot of vodka.
That's a great idea. That is a great idea. Not only a New York Times best-selling author, an actor. When I say a working actor, so many people, when they see an actor, they think, boy, that guy is really busy, but he didn't do anything for the past 10 years. They're all repeats. You are a different breed, there's no doubt, from The Sopranos to Blue Bloods, now appearing in Wonder Wheel. We talked about this a couple of weeks ago, a Woody Allen film. Tell us about this, Steve. I'm excited to see this. This looks like it's right up my alley.
You know, I saw the film. It's a really good film set in Coney Island in the 50s, and it's got Kate Winslet, who I believe will get nominated for Academy Award for this. And Jim Belushi and Justin Timberlake.
Wow.
And both of them are great. Belushi's terrific in it. And it shot in Coney Island, like I said, in the 50s. And we shot it there in Coney Island. And it just looks wonderful on film. Whatever the cinema photographer did, it's a famous guy, Victorio. I don't know, he's got Academy Awards. Famous guy, director of photography. And listen, it's a good film. It's not that funny. It's more of a melodrama. You know, it's not your usual Woody Allen kind of thing. But, you know, I worked 8 days on it. It was I enjoyed it very much. I was a big fan of Woody Allen since I was in high school, you know.
Sure.
So to be able to work with him finally, you know, because I remember telling my agent over the years, I'll do two lines, anything. So, you know, I had a, you know, not a great part. The little stuff got cut out, but I got, you know, you see me in there, and I got a nice scene with Belushi and Winslet, and, you know, it was good.
It's a good cast.
And I think it'll do well. It comes out my first in theaters, and, you know, I think it's a really, if you're a Woody Allen fan, this is a great movie.
What was it like, though? Was he on the set every single day, Steve?
Oh, absolutely. He's directing. He's there the whole entire time. He's completely engaged. I had heard that he doesn't talk to you.
Yeah.
You know, I had heard that, you know, and I asked Kate Winslet, I said, does he, you know, when I saw him before, I said, does he talk? And she said, oh, yeah. And he gave me direction. He told me what he wanted. He knows exactly what he wants, so he moves pretty quick. I mean, and he doesn't mind, you know, he's not so worried about the words. Ad-lib, throw stuff in there. You
really?
Know, he was all fine with that, you know. And, no, he was very nice. And even, he said, I saw you one day. He said, I saw the, you know, he watched the dailies. He said, I saw your stuff. Looks great. I said, as long as you're happy, Woody. And then we talked about basketball, which he's a Knicks fan, as I am, a New York Knicks basketball fan. We talked about that. We talked about his days in Vegas, because I used to book a lot of stand-up comics, and we talked, he headlined Caesar's Palace, and he told me he opened for Bob Hope and Judy Garland, you know, and in the 60s, he played Vegas quite often as a stand-up, so we talked about that for quite a while, and the old comics, Shecky Green and a bunch of the other guys that have been around, you know.
Steve, does he crack any jokes now? Because he looks so doggone serious.
He didn't crack any jokes, but he was he's a little shy.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, he's 81 years old, man.
Is he?
You know, so, you know, but he knows his mind is there, that's for sure. He knows what he wants, and, you know, he's a little old man. He's a nice cat. He was very nice, you know, gave me a hug when we, you know, said goodbye, and, you know, thought it was good.
It's funny you mentioned that. Somebody asked me the other day, they said, you know Frankie Valli, what is he like? And I says, he's a little old Italian guy now.
Yeah, there you go. You know, Frankie's a good guy. Yeah. Frankie's 80 now, isn't he?
He'd wish he was 80. I was just with him at a concert here the other night, and I was talking to him. He did a great show, but he's 87 years old. Can you believe that, Steve?
Yeah.
Now,
no, but the...
This movie, though, has the characters in it, I should say the stars in it, that reach a lot of demographics. I mean, you got Justin Timberlake for the younger crowd. You've got Winslet, who is sensational. You got Jimmy Belushi. You got yourself. I mean, they have not missed a demographic in this thing.
Yeah, you know, I mean, I didn't audition for it. I had auditioned for him for something the year before. And he remembered me, and then they called me back to do this, you know. So, you know, we shot it on location in Coney Island and up in Rise Playland up in New York, which still looks like an old-time, you know, that doubled for Coney Island. It looked like an old-time amusement park.
Yeah, sure.
And so we worked there, and my stuff was all outside on the boardwalk and all that. A lot of extras, the great costumes, a lot of color. It's very bright. You know, it's not like a usual dark movie, you know, Woody Allen movie. It's you know, it's a very nice experience. It does well.
And I hope it does, too, and I'm sure it will. And the fact is, it had to bring back a lot of memories for you. And, boy, a timepiece going back to the 50s. You can't ask for a better period of time, you know, Steve?
Yeah. And Coney Island, which is on the comeback trail, you know, for many years it was a terrible, terrible place. You know, really run down and dangerous. And they've made great strides there now, so it's even harder because a lot of the stuff is newer. So he kind of had to shoot around that kind of stuff. The boardwalk is very much cleaned up, and there's a minor league baseball stadium down there, and there's a concert hall there now. And they really, really did a nice job in Coney Island.
That's great. Well, Steve, I couldn't be happier for you. And again, of course, on Blue Bloods, that is on CBS. Don't forget to go to Uncle Steve NY.com to check out his great spaghetti sauce that I have in front of me. It can be at Albertsons, Giant, Whole Foods, anywhere online.
Whole Foods, yeah. We're a lot of stores now. A lot of stores across the country.
And Wonder Wheel, which is a Woody Allen production starring many guests, including ours. Our friend Steve Schirripa will debut nationwide in movie theaters on these first. Steve, my friend, again, thank you for joining us. I look forward.
Always good to talk to you. to you, pal. You be well.
And I hope that we chat real soon.
Okay, same here.
Thanks, Steve. Steve Sharippa has been our guest. I love talking to this guy. He's just like talking to one of the guys in the old neighborhood. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
It's pretty amazing when you consider that 7 years ago, we didn't have the treatments we have now. We cure 80% of children with cancer. Go back 50 years, we were curing 20 to 30%. This is the miracle story of modern medicine. We understand what makes this cancer tick. And of course, without donors from around the world, this just couldn't happen. And there's one thing we're focused on, and that's beating this thing.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
On Sedgy Today, live all across the USA and around the world. Well, our next guest comes at a very appropriate time. Spring is here. We start thinking about a little bit of traveling. And, of course, traveling can be a very challenging affair these days. But we're going to get some of the questions answered that we have regarding concerns over travel. And joining us right now is travel expert and our friend for many, many years on the show. She has visited 73 countries. I tell you, she has been around the world. Jennifer Weatherhead is here. Hi, Jennifer. How are you? Welcome back to the show.
Hi, thanks so much for having me back.
Wow, I know that you have done so many things. You've gone hiking in Peru, you have been diving with the great white sharks in South Africa. But for us regular people, what do you suggest? Where do we start planning a getaway that we can go to, enjoy thoroughly, and still not spend a ton of money?
Yeah, so you know what? The first thing I always say when you're planning a vacation is to think about the experiences that you want to have, because experiences are the things that you will remember about that trip for years to come. So you really want to focus on that to begin with. And in terms of destinations, I would say right now one of my favorite places to visit in the spring is California, and especially Monterey County, because it is just known for its scenic beauty year-round. But in the springtime, you have wildflowers, farm-to-table dining, 99 miles of rugged coastline. For me, this is really a perfect escape. And I would say that right now is the moment to book a trip to this world-class destination, because it is just filled with incredible outdoor scenery, diverse lodging, and it just has such a relaxing resort town vibe that you will absolutely love.
Jennifer, where in California geographically is that situated?
So you're looking in Northern California, just a bit south along the coast, south of San Francisco along the coast.
Oh, that is beautiful territory. What are some of the things to do there? Because I know by my visiting in that geographical area that it's a beautiful part, not only of California, but of the United States.
It really, truly is. It's such a special spot. But I would say that my favorite thing here is the nature and being outside, because it really gives you a chance to disconnect from the everyday, and then you can reconnect to yourself physically and with your mental well-being. That's what I did the last time I was there. And to do that, you can enjoy some of their incredible hikes. They have those legendary beaches. They have unique sea life, of course, wine tasting, and you can eat some of the freshest produce and seafood in the world. And then, of course, you have the dramatic panoramas of the Big Sur coastline, and then you have the fairy tale cottages of the charming city of Carmel by the sea. For me, it's just a dreamy vacation, and you can get some more information on it if you go to seamonterey.com.
Well, I love Carmel. It's gorgeous, absolutely stunning. Now, of late, there has been this term that has come around. I never heard of it when I was a kid, but apparently I didn't hear of a lot of things when I was a kid, but it's called staycation. Tell us about staycations, because now I know what it is, and I think it's kind of unique.
Yeah, so a staycation is really, you know, planning some time closer to home or not going too far. But I would say that anytime you're planning, whether it's a weekend road trip or a week-long escape, what you really want to look for is affordability and comfort. Those are big key factors that I'm a fan of. And I'm a big fan of Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, because they have thousands of hotels across 22 brands. They have household names like La Quinta, Days Inn, Super 8. Honestly, wherever you want to go, there is a Wyndham Hotel waiting to welcome you. And best of all, Wyndham has such an incredible rewards program, and they're always running great deals. So actually right now, a way to save is with this, because you can earn 5 times the points on your next stay with Wyndham, plus you can save 15% when you book and pay 7 days in advance. So you can get all of the details on that at WyndhamHotels.com, but I think that's just the perfect spot to start planning your vacation.
You know, I'm at the point of destination for many vacations, Orlando, Florida, and there are many of them here, and they're always very well kept up, and it's just a very nice place to spend some time. Now, let's talk about traveling, because there is a lot of stress in traveling. A lot of people that I talk to say to me, they say, you know, I don't even mind going on vacation, but I don't know if I want to go on vacation with the stress and strain, airports, gas prices. What are your suggestions on that, Jennifer? It's a serious issue.
Yeah, you know what? It really is, and we've all had way too much stress over the past 2 years, so you want your vacation to be relaxing. But my biggest tip here is to plan in advance and do some extra research in advance of booking your trip. So that can save you a lot of money when it comes to hotels and flights, because if you book in advance, you'll find cheaper prices, and you'll find some really great deals out there right now. But another thing that's really key that I think you should be doing is looking at the destination government website and the destination tourism board website of wherever you're going, whether that's a different state, a different city, a different country. We're still in the midst of this whole COVID situation, so every place has some different rules and regulations. If you check out those websites, they'll give you the most up-to-date information. It'll also list out some cool things like what's open, what's closed, festivals, events, anything that's kind of new and happening. So I really think those are two great resources that you can tap into when you're planning your trip, and it will make it a lot less stressful if you know what you're getting into before you go.
I think, but of course you can't be sure in this society today, that the COVID issues in the domestic front are starting to lighten up a little bit. However, what is it like on the international scene?
Yeah, you're right. It's definitely different everywhere you go. I'm going to Portugal in a couple of days, and there you definitely still have to do a test before you can enter the country. There's some testing you have to do while you're there. They have different mask mandates. So that's why I think you really need to check out that tourism board website or the government website before you go, just so you're prepared and you know. If you're not looking to do a destination where they have a lot of restrictions, then you should be looking at somewhere else. So make sure you do that before you book anything.
Okay. You have traveled, as I mentioned, literally around the world. I mean, you have been to, 73 countries. How did you get interested in this? Because that's a pretty elongated length of time to be traveling. I mean, that's a lot of traveling.
It is. You know, I grew up in a really small town in Canada. I was always looking to get out and explore and see different things, and my job just thankfully has led me in that right direction, so that's how I kind of get around.
Do you enjoy a staycation in lieu of the fact that you've seen everything?
Of course, because you know what? You never really appreciate your own destination as much as someone else who is visiting. So it's kind of cool to pretend that you're the tourist in your own city, because you get to see it from a completely different angle, a different light, and it makes your spot where you live a little bit more interesting for you.
Yeah, the only problem with a staycation that I see is that when you turn on the TV at 11 o'clock, you still see the same anchorman and the same weatherman. If they could just change that a little bit to give you the feeling you're someplace else, that's the only thing.
Or you could not turn on your TV.
Aha, I like that. I'd turn on your radio. There's a better idea. Our friend is travel and lifestyle expert, Jennifer Weatherhead. Jennifer, thank you so much for joining us. Always great information. Please check back with us and give us some more ideas on how we can enjoy life a little bit better, and how you one day will probably go to 78 countries, and we'd like to hear about that too. It's always interesting to hear your adventures.
Thank you so much for having me today.
Okay. Thanks, Jennifer. Jennifer Weatherhead has been our guest. She's quite a lady, and she's been, like I said, to 73 countries. She really knows how to get the most for your money and the most enjoyment for it, too. Two important factors. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgie today.
Thanks so much, Ron. Have a great day.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and Chelsea Jubilee with a money-back guarantee. Oh, I'm a poet and didn't know it. That's right. Money-back guarantee. Now, a lot of people say that, but they don't back it up for 25 years and have better than a 99% success rate. But you can be as skeptical as you want to be when it comes to getting healthy at the cellular level, to losing your fat, reversing all your illnesses and diseases, or virtually all of your illnesses and diseases. You can do this thing with a money-back guarantee. Come on, you skeptics. You've got to love that, man. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Lose your fat. Get rid of your medication. Get rid of your pain and agony. Be a beautiful, beloved skeptic. Log on today to EnergizeHealth.com. EnergizeHealth.com.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Sedgy today, but we have another hour to go. I want to thank my guests for joining me this first hour, and they include from Shanana Bowser, also Marion Ross from Happy Days, Steve Sharippa, of course, who was in The Sopranos and Blue Blood, and Jennifer Weatherhead talking about vacations and travel. Next hour, Stephanie Powers, a beautiful and sensational actress, will be joining us. Judge Rhonda Willis will be here. She has a new show in syndication called Relative Justice. Keith McGee is an Air Force veteran, now NASCAR truck racing driver, and he's got a story that you will not believe. And then Kelly Edwards talking about sprucing up the home for spring. And that's next hour with Ron Sedgy today.